Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we hear from Deborah Wilhelm, a professor of homiletics and co-author of Preaching Matters, A Praxis for Preachers. Deborah lives in Oregon, and her preaching is entitled Revenge.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "You have heard that it was said, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. But I say to you, offer no resistance to one who is evil. When someone strikes you on your right cheek, turn the other one to him as well. If anyone wants to go to law with you over your tunic, hand him your cloak as well. Should anyone press you into service for 1 mile, go with him for 2 miles. Give to the one who asks of you. Do not turn your back on one who wants to borrow." The Gospel of the Lord. Timothy McVeigh, infamously known as the Unabomber, was executed almost exactly 21 years ago today. And I was watching the news that day as I got ready to attend a death penalty protest in our town's plaza. I happened to glance over just as the TV station began to show the photos of the people McVeigh had killed. 168 priceless human beings made in God's image and likeness, cut down by evil. Gazing upon each face as it lingered on the screen, face to face to face to face, I couldn't look away. And then I couldn't make myself go to the protest. I don't know, everyone, this is embarrassing to admit, but I wanted revenge. And even more embarrassing is that these days, when I'm 21 years older and should know at least 21 years better, I feel that desire again. Revenge. And I feel like such a hypocrite, as if hurting those who hurt us, those who shoot and kill and desecrate and inflict harm of every kind, and those who tolerate or even enable these things, as if that would accomplish anything. But it is what I want sometimes, revenge. But it's not what Jesus requires of me. His words today, part of the Sermon on the Mount, demand that we rethink all of our relationships with one another. Revenge, he says here, is not the journey of the Christian. And he's right. But what also strikes me today is how easy I find it to read these verses through the lens of the one being harmed, me or my loved ones, not the one doing the harming. Do you ever look at it that way? What if we were to stand aside a little bit and read these verses as if Jesus were telling someone whom we've harmed not to take revenge on us? Do we ever ask ourselves, when have I lashed out at someone unfairly? A messy child, an irritating student, that very slow teenager in the drive-thru lane at McDonald's? Do we ever ask ourselves, when have I gotten all legalistic about what's proper at mass or who should marry or whether that fence line should be 3 inches in the other direction? Do we ask ourselves, when have I pressed another into serving me, whether by taking advantage of their underpaid work or taking advantage of my own privilege? Do we ask, when have I asked for something from some certain person, even though I know it will be hard for them, just because I know they won't turn me down? Everyone, we're Christians. We've heard the good news of Jesus Christ. During these days of longing for peace and health and harmony and justice and mercy, It seems to me that we're going to have to stand a while on both sides of the revenge issue, so that we can become living and visible signs of that good news for everyone's good.